Every Tuesday at this time, we bring you another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here with five hospitals in the region. And today, we'll introduce you to Dr. Alyssa Thompson, who is an emergency medicine expert, the director of the Butler Memorial Hospital Emergency Department. Doctor, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
I think that when people hear emergency department, they probably already get a little anxious. You deal with such a wide variety of things, but give us an overview of, you know, what are some of the common, let's talk about the winter-related injuries that may require emergency department care.
Sure, absolutely. Especially this time of year with we get into the colder season, we start to see snow and ice. We get a lot of people that end up with slips and falls, you know, rushing to work, rushing, especially this time of year, to get all of their Christmas things done. People aren't as careful as they normally are and slip on ice, fall. We get a lot of elderly people that when they fall end up breaking a hip, which brings them into the hospital, usually requires surgical intervention. Some of the other things that we see are chest pains, heart-related issues as people are out trying to shovel the snow or trying to shovel the ice or get the ice off of their cars, that kind of stuff.
And that also, you mentioned the shoveling becomes, you know, every year an issue with people who are having, and maybe they don't know, heart issues. Who is most at risk when you go out there and start shoveling snow?
So people with chronic medical problems, people who have diabetes, have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smokers, people that are not usually very active during the rest of the year, going out and doing, you know, an hour or two of shoveling heavy snow tend to take its toll on their body.
And I think a lot of people, it's really obvious if you're having those kind of issues where you need to go to the emergency department. But I also know people have a lot of questions about where they should go or when they should go to an emergency room as opposed to some other form of treatment. So what's your best advice?
So my best advice would be anything that you think might be heart-related, it's probably best to go to an emergency department instead of like a MedExpress or an urgent care. Those places are wonderful for your common colds, cuts, abrasions, possible sprains, that kind of stuff. But anything that might have to do with your heart or something a little more serious with your lungs, it's probably best to go to an emergency department.
And I would imagine this time of year gets busier as it gets colder, or is summer your busiest time at an emergency department?
We kind of go through our waves in the different seasons and the various illnesses that we see more common in the different seasons. Wintertime is definitely busier with the coughs and colds, pneumonias, in addition to, you know, the chest pains and belly pains that we kind of see all year long. So it does tend to get a little bit busier over the wintertime.
So as the medical director of the Butler Memorial Hospital Emergency Department, I'm sure driving to work or driving home at some point, you're thinking, man, I got to let people know this. What's the most important advice that you would give folks who are listening?
I would say just keep in tune to your body. You know, most people know how their body feels on a regular basis. If something doesn't seem right, if something seems off or you're experiencing some symptoms that you haven't experienced before, it never hurts to get things checked out. We'd much rather somebody come in early on in a disease or an illness than sit at home and wait thinking that it's going to go away. Usually if we intervene earlier, the outcome is a lot better.
And one of the challenges, as I'm sure you're acutely aware, is just people talk about the wait times to get in and to be seen by a physician. This is an issue around the country. And how do you deal with that?
It absolutely is an issue, unfortunately. Every patient that comes in is triaged by a nurse. They go through their symptoms, their vital signs, and anybody who looks to be sicker gets put on the top of the list and moved back as quick as possible. We just work as efficiently and quickly as we can to get results for tests and to get patients in and out of the hospital or admitted to the floors if that's where they need to go.
Well, I appreciate your time and the work that you do, and give our best to your staff as well. Thank you, Doctor.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Dr. Alyssa Thomsey, who is the head of the emergency department at Butler Hospital, which is to the north and part of the Independence Health System, expert care here. And we appreciate all the men and women that do what they do. And, you know, and Paul, you know, over the course of since COVID, it's been a very challenging profession to be in, very taxing physically and emotionally, too.
I can't imagine doing that for a living.
Yeah,
it takes a special.
It does.
A special set of talents, not only in terms of what you can achieve educationally and what you can endure, but also the mental toughness to do that.
And let's be honest, the nurses,
well,
they know. They really know what's going on. If you get a great team of nurses, it makes all the difference in the world. And I know Marty talks about his sisters, but, you know, in the profession, it's a very noble career.
I remember being very concerned about having neck surgery many years ago in Jacksonville. And the doctor was going to have to go in through the front of my neck, right next to my laryngeal nerve, my moneymaker. And I was very concerned about being hoarse for the rest of my life. And a few moments before they took me to surgery, a nurse who had heard about me came in. She was wearing a turtleneck, and she pulled it down to show me the scar where she'd had the same procedure. She reached over and held my hand.
Wow.
She said, you're going to be fine.
Wow. Well, salute to all the men and women in the medical field. We appreciate you.
Very much.